Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy, isolated sprinkles and flurries this afternoon, upper 30s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, mid-20s. Winds will be from the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 50s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the mid-30s. For Sunday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, much warmer temperatures, highs at 63 degrees. Right now, it's 32.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, Good Friday. Republicans have pushed a proposed anti-amendment to the Kansas Constitution through the state Senate. The vote this week came even as abortion rights advocates tried to undercut potential support for the measure by arguing that it would lead to a ban on most abortions, much like a measure being pursued in Tennessee. The Kansas proposal is aimed at overturning a state Supreme Court decision last year protecting abortion rights and is modeled on a change Tennessee voters approved in their state's constitution in 2014. The Senate's vote was 28-12 this week, giving supporters one vote more than the two-thirds majority necessary. It now will go to the House. A federal court filing is alleging that the Kansas Highway Patrol has a practice of unlawfully targeting motorists based on their out-of-state license plates or Colorado travel plans due to that state's legalization of marijuana. The Kansas Highway Patrol says it cannot comment on pending litigation. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Yak Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyYakFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Yak Ford today at 316-785-9211.
Authorities allege in a federal indictment that a man threatened to burn government employees with battery acid. The Wichita Eagle reports that Roland Keith Vandenberg was indicted this week in federal court on one charge of assaulting, impeding, intimidating, and interfering with employees of the U.S. government or one of its agencies. The charge alleges Vandenberg made the threat last month. Court documents don't identify what government agency the employees worked for or where exactly the incident took place. The case originated in Sedgwick County. The misdemeanor charges carry a fine of up to 1 year in prison. Columnist Tim Dahlberg writes that the young Patrick Mahomes hung around superstars like Eric Rodriguez and Derek Jeter and watched how they prepared and saw how they dealt with both success and failure. With the Chiefs in the Super Bowl for the first time in a half century, the quarterback is poised to become the face of the NFL for a long time. Mid-America Network News.
Relax.
Put your feet up.
Enjoy some free TV and movies from your friends at Blue Valley Technologies. Go ahead.
Treat yourself.
Get a year of Hulu on us.
All you have to do is sign up for internet or upgrade your speed.
Some restrictions apply, so call for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. A 55-year-old South Central Nebraska man has made his first court appearance on several child sex abuse charges. The Kearney Hub reports William Quinn of Oxford was in Furnace County Court this week to face felony counts of first-degree sexual assault of a child, first-degree sexual assault, child abuse, and sex trafficking of a minor. He's also facing a misdemeanor count of debauching a minor. A judge has sealed court documents from public view. Quinn is being held without bond his next court appearance, February 7th. Nebraska farmers could get free special permits to hunt deer on their land before the official rifle hunting season starts under a legislative bill that won initial approval. Lawmakers announced a measure this week that would allow farmers to hunt on the Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday before the official hunting season if they get the permit. It's an effort to reward Nebraska farmers who lose collectively millions of dollars a year from deer that destroy their crops. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, Tim Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Yak Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyYakFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Yak Ford today at 316-785-9211.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Valley Heights USD 498 School Board Thursday chose Melissa Kennedy for superintendent, succeeding John Bergkamp, who is retiring. Kennedy serves as Bueller Grade School principal and previously taught for over 20 years at Frankfort Elementary and served as curriculum director for a time. A graduate of Nemohall Valley High School, Melissa Kennedy has degrees from Kansas State and Fort Hays State Universities. The victim in a home explosion last Friday morning in Vermilion has been identified as 83-year-old Donald McLaughlin. His remains were discovered after firefighters controlled the blaze some 3 hours after they responded. His body was sent for autopsy to confirm identification. Cause of the fire and explosion remain under investigation. Again, the fatality in that Vermilion incident, Don McLaughlin, age 83. Five student vehicles were sideswiped Wednesday afternoon as they were parked along U.S. 77 near the Marysville Junior Senior High Activity Center. Wheels apparently came off a trailer of a truck driven by a Lincoln, Nebraska man. U.S. 77 was closed for a short time as officers investigated. King and Queen of Courts will be recognized Friday at Valley Heights during the boys' game with Wetmore. Queen candidates are Riley Borgerding, Shay Merck, and Kate Wanamaker. King candidates are Wes Denton, Austin House, and Jake Winslow. Marshall County Historical Society annual meeting, which was postponed from January, will be Monday, February 3rd, with a potluck at noon and a program following at 1, featuring memories of the past with Luann Kongs. Public is welcome to attend Monday. The program begins at 1 at the Marysville City Building. Frankfort Community Care Home has reached out to the community and scheduled a meeting Wednesday, February 5th, to discuss financial concerns. A need for financial support was noted in a recent letter sent by the board. They acknowledged contributions during the recent Community Giving Day, but cited ongoing challenges in part due to low resident numbers, with 30 current occupants at the 40-bed facility. Pre-registration is due Tuesday for the upcoming Winter Ranch Management Series at Mankato. The meeting will feature presentation and comments by Extension educators to enhance management and marketing strategies employed by cow-calf producers. The session will include a town hall-style question and answer between Kansas cattle producers and extension specialists. Pre-registration is requested by Tuesday, either online at postrock.ksu.edu, or contact the Post Rock Extension District offices, or the River Valley Extension District offices, including Washington. Minimal fee of $5 per person is requested prior to the meeting or at the door. This Winter Ranch Management Series set for February 11th in Mankato. A longtime Marysville High School teacher, Perry McKean, passed away last Friday at Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania at age 76. McKean taught history and government at Marysville High beginning in 1979 until his retirement. Back to his Pennsylvania hometown, services were held Tuesday. Donald McLaughlin, age 83, of Vermilion, passed away Friday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. Burial in the Vermilion Cemetery. Padden Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Donald McLaughlin. Justin M. Grabhorn, age 29, formerly of Marysville, passed away at Hiawatha Monday. Funeral services Monday, 11 a.m. at the First Baptist Church in Hiawatha. Chapel Oaks Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Justin Grabhorn. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, turkey and Swiss sandwich on whole wheat bread, vegetable soup, celery and carrots, and melon mix. Monday's menu, chicken, bacon, pasta, garlic bread, broccoli, and fruit cocktail. Check out the school and community calendar. Marysville JV wrestlers at Manhattan. Marysville High Boys basketball at Nemo Hall Central tonight. PNDY News time is 7:15.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low-pressure system moving across the central and into the east-central parts of the United States as we head through the day, bringing some mixed precipitation, some isolated snow showers across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. This will continue to push off towards the east, and we will see cloudy skies for tonight, some areas decreasing clouds. But finally, some areas haven't seen sun in quite a while. We have a high-pressure system across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, even into the Rockies for the weekend, bringing beautiful weather with mostly sunny skies. We'll also see a nice warm-up as well before we start to see some cooler temperatures as we head into Tuesday into Wednesday, and another system will move across the area. So again, the forecast across the area, cloudy skies, isolated sprinkles and flurries this afternoon, highs in the upper 30s. Tonight, cloudy, mid-20s. For the weekend, mostly sunny skies, much warmer temperatures. That's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late January, 39, record high on this date, 66 in 2012. The average low, 18, the record low is 10 below zero in 1996. Sunset this evening, 5:44, sunrise in the morning at 7:35. 31 degrees, a light south wind ahead of sunrise this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 31st of January. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Chocolate.
It's Beatrice Main Street's Chocolate Lovers Shopping Day Extravaganza. Get out and explore downtown Beatrice and sample chocolate Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Register at 620 Court Street to begin and receive your map and punch card. 26 downtown locations to check out and over a dozen pop-up shops. Get to all and you'll be entered to win the grand prize. It's a free event. To fully participate, must be one of the first 200 people and be over the age of 21.
Chocolate.
A ranked team goes down and a hat trick to win it. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Jazz guard Jordan Clarkson carried the scoring load, dropping 37 off the bench, but it wasn't enough. Nuggets big man Nikola Jokic dished out 10 assists and scored 6 of his 28 in the final 2 minutes of the 106-100 win. Jason Tatum returned to Boston's lineup after missing 3 games with a groin injury. He was named to the All-Star team Thursday and finished with 20 points.
Spins on Russell. He's in fairly close, so he flips it up and in.
On WBZ, Celtics beat the Warriors 119-104. College round ball, number 22, Colorado, stunned by unranked UCLA. Bruins junior Chris Smith scored a career-high 30.
2-1, fadeaway, dancing, good! He's got the 25!
Well, I'll tell you what, Chris, it's just his night tonight.
On Learfield IMG, 72-68 the final. NHL, the Kings ended the misery, snapping their 5-game losing streak.
Kopitar backs by a follow shot. Score! Hat trick goal to win it for Alex Iafallo.
On KABC, Los Angeles drops Arizona 3-2. NBA, Serge Ibaka and Kyle Lowry combined for 49 points in the Raptors' 115-109 win over the last place Cleveland Cavaliers. Wizards guard Bradley Beal drilled six threes for 34 points in a 121-107 win over Charlotte after being snubbed for the All-Star game. Trae Young scored 39 with a career-high 18 assists against Philly.
Young out top, stopping, starting, turning, looking, passing, and another layup by Atlanta. Trae Young, he's like Pete Maravich out there.
On WPEN, Atlanta wins 127-117. Baseball, the Astros introduced new manager Dusty Baker Thursday.
I knew it was going to be challenging when I, you know, when I took the position. But, you know, I've always raised to the challenge, and I know I'm going to do great, and the team's going to do great.
This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Friday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville boys at Nemo Hall Central. Varsity tips off about 7:30, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights entertains Wetmore. Frankfort is host to Clifton Clyde. Axtell at home to Riverside. Washington County hosting Troy. Lynn tips off at Onega. Hanover is host to Centralia. Delarodell at Freeman. Southern entertains Johnson Brock. Marysville girls in the Hiawatha Girls Invitational Championship versus Jackson Heights Saturday. 2:30 tip off live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Marysville took Maranatha 63-25. Jackson Heights beat Hiawatha 35-30. In the semifinals. It may not be outside, but KMUI on 12th Street Liquor is going to do
the impossible
and send you to see Joe Nichols live at Prairie Band Casino February 6th. It doesn't matter if you
only smokes when she drinks,
or even if
tequila makes her clothes fall off.
You're sure to have a great time. If you're wondering,
what's a guy gotta do
to win these tickets, don't worry, there are two ways, and
it ain't no crime.
Just head to 12th Street Liquor and sign up to win. You can also listen for the special Joe Nichols Sounder on KNDY. Even though it's
cool to be a fool,
don't miss your chance to win tickets to see Joe Nichols at Prairie Band Casino on February 6th. Brought to you by KNDY and 12th Street Liquor.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A decision in a lawsuit against USDA and multiple state beef checkoffs favor the federal programs. Lawsuit was filed by RCAF, claims there is a lack of oversight in state beef councils, but a magistrate decision sided with USDA and the state organizations earlier this week. National Cattle and Beef Association CEO Colin Woodall said the decision, a crucial step towards ensuring state beef councils retain the important ability to direct their investment at the grassroots level. Now, the decision of the magistrate judge will be forwarded to the federal district court for a final ruling. It could continue to be appealed by either party after the district court judge issues an opinion, a process that will continue over the next several months or even longer. The appeals are expected. Now, NCBA credits a recent memorandum of understanding between the state groups and USDA to reaffirm a commitment of transparency and oversight for the court decision. When new research shows how sustainability and conservation-focused products and services are changing the ag retail business. Research done by the Farm Journal Trust and Food Initiative and the Environmental Defense Fund suggests a focus on sustainability leading to improvements in ag retailers' profitability and reputations. The report documents key insights gathered through an in-depth interview with nine sustainable leaders in the ag retail sector, as well as broader feedback for a national survey of more than 70 ag retail professionals. Collectively, the professional service each of the nine Department of Agriculture farm resource regions and represent more than $1.7 billion in annual revenue. The study reveals how ag retail companies are successfully integrating products and services related to conservation agriculture and sustainability of agriculture in their business portfolio. Organizers say the report presents a clear business case for ag retailers to dramatically transform their business to meet the needs of farmers, food value chains, local communities, and the world's natural resources. Find the report, trustinfood.com. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Friday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Briefly, let's recap at how yesterday finished up as corn closes Thursday with some losses. Soybeans fell triple digits yesterday. The wheat market was mixed to mostly lower as well, and cotton dropped triple digits yesterday. The live cattle futures posted limited gains of 2 cents within the front months, while feeder cattle futures gained back 5 to 67 cents. The January feeder cattle futures expired yesterday at 142.45. The CME feeder cattle index was at 142.88 after a 71-cent drop. Afternoon box beef prices were lower. Choice boxes were down by 17 cents at 213.35, and select boxes were 45 cents lower at 211.48, and the hogs were down the $3 limit yesterday at the close. Looking at this morning's overnight numbers, a mostly mixed morning as March corn currently up a quarter cent at 379 and three quarters, up a half for May at 385 and a quarter. The wheat complex is slightly lower. Kansas City wheat specifically, March down 2 1/4 at 468 and three quarters. May sitting at 475 and three quarters. That's down 2 3/4. Soybeans also slightly lower. March down a half a cent at 875 and three quarters. May sitting at 890 a bushel. That's also down a half. The meal is slightly higher. March up 10 at 291.60, though soybean oil down 27 points at 30.36. And the cotton complex also through the overnight round of trading a bit lower. March down 37 points at 68.68 and continued losses from there on. Through the energy complex, we're seeing mostly higher numbers as crude oil up 38 at 52.52. That's for the month of March. April up 35 at 52.58. Unleaded gas gains a penny at 150 a gallon. Heating oil also up a cent at 165. And natural gas slightly higher at 183. Gold currently down $5.40 an ounce at 15.78.10. And silver's down 16 at 17.83. Dollar index drops 8 points at 97.62. I'm Sam Speck, your farm broadcaster, with your latest market information here on this Friday morning, right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture. How are you spending your off-season? Off-season does not apply to people with livestock. I know that. But there are some people who are, well, they're golfing. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
I know there are some producers who don't have much to do between harvest and planting, so they grab the golf clubs, pack up, and head south to someplace warm where they can play. Or there is the Sublette, Illinois version of that, the 5th annual Machine Shed Masters Golf Tournament. It's coming up next month, and just as the name suggests, you will be playing golf, well, sort of, in machine sheds. A bunch of farmers have cleared out space in their machine sheds for putt-putt golf holes, and the golfers just drive from one machine shed to another until their round of golf is over. In addition to being great fun, it is also a fundraiser for the local FFA. The money goes to provide some scholarship money for the kids to be able to attend various conventions and conferences, as well as colleges and trade schools. Again, this is the 5th annual Machine Shed Masters in the town of Sublette, Illinois. Sublette is perhaps best known in the ag world for its annual toy show, which is huge and involves pretty much everybody in that small farming town. The golf begins at 1 o'clock with a shotgun start, wraps up around 4:30, and then awards and dinner begin at 5. Teams can register for $100, and really, you don't have to bring a thing. It includes the golf, putters, balls, the dinner, awards, and prizes. Individuals can register for $25. At each hole, the teams will golf and enjoy refreshments and play games, and in general, just have a great time. Oh, it is BYOB, by the way. Alcohol is allowed, but teams aren't encouraged to have a designated driver and, of course, exercise responsibility in drinking. There really aren't very many rules, but safety first is, of course, the main rule. Awards will be given for the following: high team score, low team score, high individual score, low individual score, best dressed team, best team name, and for the machine shed hosts, the most creative putt-putt. And, you know, I can imagine with all of the materials available in a machine shed and all of the tools available, that some of these putt-putt holes are going to be pretty elaborate and pretty challenging. So a good time to be had at Sublette, Illinois, raising money for the local FFA and having some fun in the dead of winter when there generally is no golfing. Unless, as I said earlier, you pack up and head south. Back after this.
Look to the red and white checkerboard of Purina for quality feeds for your livestock. Purina feeds are formulated with the proper nutrition to meet your animal's physiological and production needs. Checkerboard feeds are tested, proven, and balanced correctly for your animal's stage of growth. Couple Purina feeds with your farmer's cooperative feed experts, and you have a recipe for success. Contact a farmer's cooperative animal nutrition consultant today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmer's Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 33 degrees, a light southwest wind this morning. Highs around 40, approaching 50 on Saturday, and we may see 60 with a warm-up by Sunday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday, Kansas City back in the Super Bowl 50 years after the Chiefs coach Hank Stram cracked up the football world by agreeing to be wired for sound for the big game highlight film. And the way we think of highlights will never be the same. NFL Films took a risk in asking Stram to wear the microphone during Kansas City's 23-7 victory over the Minnesota Vikings in Super Bowl IV. It was the first time it had ever been done in the Super Bowl. What came out of it was video gold. It's highlighted by Stram's stream of conscious patter that was delivered to players, assistants, and the refs. These days, highlight films are filled with players and coaches mic'd up, but few can do what Stram did the last time the Chiefs were in the big game. Round ball, Kansas State held off Oklahoma 61-53 last night, handing the Sooners their fourth loss in the last five conference games. Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, be in Bramlage as Coach Weber and your Wildcats host the Baylor Bears Monday, February 3rd at 8 p.m. Get your fan-favorite K-State Hawaiian shirt as part of the Bramlage Bundle. For just $40, receive a ticket to the game, a $10 concessions voucher, and an exclusive lavender Hawaiian shirt. Reserve your seat today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Cheer on K-State as they take on Baylor Monday, February 3rd. Go Cats!
Marysville Lady Bulldogs advance to the championship in the Hiawatha Girls Invitational, tipping off Saturday at 2:30. Marysville posting their second win in the week, knocking off second seed Horton in the opener Tuesday and dispatching third seed Maranatha Christian Academy 63-23 in the semifinals Thursday. Marysville a double-digit first-quarter lead, 28-point halftime advantage, never looked back, led by Sandy Bartles with 22 points. Reserve Madison Runnabaugh scored 16 as Marysville improves to 4-7 on the season. Maranatha Academy struggled. They're a smaller team. Gina Pavaro with 11. Her sister Olivia with 10 points. Maranatha falls to 8-3. Marysville 63, Maranatha 25. Just a pair of free throws by Maranatha. The only scores in a running clock fourth quarter and wholesale reserves in for both teams. Marysville again advances to the championship. Hiawatha Saturday at 2:30, live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Deering.
Friday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville boys at Nemo Hall Central. Varsity tips off about 7:30, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights entertains Wetmore. Frankfort is host to Clifton Clyde. Axtell at home to Riverside. Washington County hosting Troy. Lynn tips off at Onega. Hanover is host Centralia. De La Rodelle at Freeman. Southern entertains Johnson Brock. Marysville girls in the Hiawatha Girls Invitational Championship versus Jackson Heights Saturday. 2:30 tip off live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Marysville took Maranatha 63-25. Jackson Heights beat Hiawatha 35-30 in the semifinals. Marysville wrestlers fell at Abilene in a duel Thursday. Abilene 40, Marysville 37.
Want to get the maximum benefit from a daily workout routine? Do it before breakfast. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Well, the holidays have come and gone, but I guess health coverage wasn't the best purchase I made for the new year. I'm paying way too much.
Have you tried Kansas Farm Bureau health plans?
No, what's that?
They're our new health care provider. They can lower your deductibles, save you money, and they have way more options than just marketplace plans.
I'm in.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
With lower deductibles and lower premiums, plus the largest provider network available, Kansas Farm Bureau health plans can help. For an online quote, visit KansasFarmBureauHealthPlans.com.
Kansans have a new choice for Medicare supplement insurance plans. With Medicare supplement insurance plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare supplement plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 31st, the 31st day of the year. And on this day in 1893, the Coca-Cola trademark was registered at the U.S. Patent Office. If you lead a sedentary lifestyle, any exercise routine can provide enormous health benefits. But some new research indicates that for maximum fat burning, before breakfast workouts are best. British researchers say it's because insulin levels are lower after fasting overnight, and that's when the body will fuel itself more readily on fat tissue and fat and muscle tissue. Pre-breakfast exercisers seem to burn twice the amount of fat than those who work out later. The most profound effect, say the researchers, is in regulating blood sugar levels and reducing the risk of diabetes and heart disease. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.